This is KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. I'm very excited to have our special guests in Studio 1A this afternoon. And we are going to not only be talking about some new music coming up later this year, but I'm also kind of reminiscing about an EP that came out 5 years ago. And it trips me out to say, 5 years ago! We're going to be chatting about that as well. You get to see them performing tonight, opening for our recent Studio 1A guest, Typhoon, at the Mohawk on Red River. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Bad Bad Hats. In Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. You get to see them tonight at the Mohawk on Red River. My suggestion, get there early. It is going to be a sweet show. They're opening for Typhoon, and you can catch Bad Bad Hats around 8:15. You can get tickets and more information at mohawkaustin.com. And of course, Bad Bad Hats features the talents of Kerry Alexander on vocals and guitar, Chris Hodge on guitar, Noah Boswell on bass, and Mr. Connor Davidson on drums. Carrie, thanks so much for playing this afternoon.
Sure thing. It's great to be here.
Hope you don't mind me geeking out, but I'm about to do that right now.
Hey, I'm ready for it.
All right. You're like, yeah, bring it. So I do know that you have a new record coming out later this year.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to that as well. But, of course, I had to go to the kind of sort of Wayback Machine. And I was, of course, revisiting It Hurts, which is the EP that was released 5 years ago.
I know. Yeah, it just had its birthday.
I was like, wait a minute, what? It can't already be 5 years.
I know. It feels, I mean, I think for us, it has felt both very fast and very slow, those 5 years. but yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
I think it doesn't feel so long because people still seem excited to hear those songs. So that's kind of nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and like I said, like, you know, just perfect example, Super America.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that is, to me, the song that pops into my head. And now, let me see if it's on Afternoon Records.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
I had to get that right.
Yeah.
So is the new album going to be released on the same label? Like, you know, like the one that you had before that, Psychic Reader, back in 2015?
Yeah. Yes.
Cool. All right. Yeah, this is, you know, personal knowledge.
Oh, yes.
Geek is written on my forehead. You just can't see it because of the bangs.
Yeah.
But, Carrie, the one thing that I wanted to kind of talk with you about, I really don't get into reading reviews. It's just, personally, that's not what I do.
Sure,
I listen
yeah.
for myself. But one of the things that I've seen consistently, and it really, really makes me happy, most reviews that I read about Bad Bad Hats has a lot to do with sincerity. And I've seen this absolutely consistently. This is for real. There's nothing saccharine about it. So I'm doing my little private happy dance.
Nice.
But you, I think in my own words, you seem to have this incredible command of a very specific emotion. And if I could kind of paint that picture for you, it's that emotion of, man, I could have told my ex-lover this, but now I can't because I can't speak to this person. So now I'm going to stand in the middle of my room and do nothing about it but obsess over and over.
Yeah, I don't know if there's one word for that, but I think that pretty much sums it up. Yeah, maybe it's the... I was born in Minnesota, but moved when I was really little and grew up in Alabama. But I think that Midwestern passivity has stuck with me throughout my life. Maybe that's a little bit part of it. Better not say anything. Better just let this stew and turn into something bigger and badder later on. Mm-hmm.
It's just poetry, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I mean, I know it was just kind of difficult to put into words, but it's this command of the language that you have. How do you think you've seen the band evolve over the years since the first EP? I mean, what do you think has changed about maybe your songwriting? Or
to me, it's really a beautiful thing because I think when the band started, Noah and Chris and I got together and we all had different musical paths and played in different things like in school and just by ourselves making demos and stuff. But we were kind of like when we all came together, there was a newness to all of our positions in the band. Chris usually plays guitar, but he was playing drums at the time. And I think Noah had played guitar in high school and then was rock and bass. I think Noah was actually the most knowledgeable at his position when the band started. And I knew how to play guitar, but I hadn't ever played in a band before.
Yeah.
But I think that was ended up being kind of perfect, especially for me, that I had two people who were my friends and who could learn and grow alongside me. It's been nice to see, you know, 5 years later.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting better guitar every day and learning something new about the band every day.
Absolutely.
And yeah, with songwriting, the song we just played is a new one we've been working on. I feel like I write a lot of songs about being on the outside of relationship that is not in one.
Yeah.
So like breakups, crushes, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I have been in a relationship for a long time. So I've been trying to push myself to write more songs about that.
Sure.
So the last song you just heard is about sleeping on the couch.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's perfection. Uh-huh. We have Bad Bad Hats in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. I think I have time for one more.
Sure thing.
All right.
back that night. Give me back that night.
Bad Bad Hats and Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. You get to see them tonight at the Mohawk. Make plans to go. That's the Mohawk on Red River. Doors open at 6 p.m. and you can check out Bad Bad Hats around 8:15. For tickets and all the information you need, you can go to mohawkaustin.com. I want to say thanks again to Carrie, Chris, Noah, and Connor. Thanks so much for playing this afternoon, everyone.
Thanks for having us.
Sounding fantastic, and I'm looking forward to the new album coming out hopefully soon.
Thank you.
More thanks are in order, of course, to our KUTX multimedia crew. Of course, Gabriel Perez is working it today along with Andrea Garcia. It's because of them you get to see all these fantastic exclusive performances in Studio 1A at our website, kutx.org, and at viewhouse.com. And of course, thank you to our engineers, Jake Perlman, assisted by Mr. Cliff Hargrove. It's because of them everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.
Said the psychic reader, yeah.